you know, moving in, students buy everything they need, from sheets to trash cans to dressers to hangers, all different types of furniture. And when it's time for them to move out, many, many of them transition from year to year to year in terms of where they're living, and they don't take those things home with them.
Kathy Carroll is in the alley behind a small apartment building in the Goss Grove neighborhood of Central Boulder. It's just down the hill from campus and a popular place for student rentals. Carroll is the community relations manager for Western Disposal. We're following one of Western's trucks on a route that's part of 6-Day Review.
6-Day Review is a requirement by the city of Boulder that requires commercial property owners to have their trash monitored through a 6-day period during student move out. So it is in place to keep the city clean, because there's huge volumes of trash with the move in and move out of students.
Property owners can face fines if their trash piles are too big or if trash sits out for more than a day. So they pay Western and other trash haulers to pick up more often during the peak move-out times after spring semester and before the start of the academic year. We head a few miles east to Western's collection facility on 63rd Street, stopping in front of an open-air pavilion with a 20-foot-high mound of garbage under it.
What we're looking at here is what's known as a tipping floor. So it's where our trash trucks come in and they tip the material, they dump their load. Looking at these piles, I see quite a few mattresses, I see some furniture, some wood, and we did collect over the weekend, so it's very likely this is some 6-Day Review trash.
Off to the side, a pickup truck with a trailer is unloading next to a jumble of shelves.
Look at all those bookshelves. Look, that's like a load of bookshelves, furniture. Look at all that.
Almost everything here on the tipping floor ends up in the Front Range landfill, about 15 miles further east in Erie. But it's a different story on the CU campus. The dumpsters are bigger, but so is the recycling effort.
It was completely full. That's been flipped at least 4 times a day, so that's 40 yards of trash going 4 or 5 times a day.
Angie Gilbert is standing outside a dormitory next to one of those big dumpsters you see at construction sites. It's the afternoon of graduation day, the last day for students to move out of the dorms. Gilbert runs the Zero Waste program for the CU Environmental Center. She's been working 12-hour days all week, coordinating a campus-wide effort to recycle and reuse as much of the student move-out stuff as possible. We head inside the lobby of the dorm called Libby Hall.
We're standing next to kind of an industrial rack here, like you'd see at a store. We have collected as many hangers as we possibly can this year, and those will go back to that reuse program internally. Along here are on the top are all the personal care items and books and things like that. We will get all this out and clean it up, and it'll be ready for next year.
Items like hangers and mirrors go into storage for the summer and will be available free to students next August. Unused personal care items and non-perishable food are passed on to local social service providers like EFA, the Emergency Family Assistance Association in Boulder. Clothing and shoes go to another nonprofit. Wood and metal goes to businesses that recycle those materials. Altogether, Gilbert says almost 1/3 of the would-be move-out trash is reused or recycled.
In 2019, I think we sent about 130 tons to the landfill and salvaged about 44. So that's a pretty good average for about almost 30%, somewhere around there.
Gilbert expects the 2022 numbers to look about the same as those in 2019. But the last 2 years of the pandemic weren't so good. When students were sent home in the middle of the spring 2020 semester, much more was thrown away due to health concerns. And while there were fewer students on campus a year ago, a lot was still thrown away at the end of spring semester 2021.
I remember last year move out at Bear Creek. My roommates were just throwing everything out and we're just going to buy brand new things next year, which is kind of a waste.
Michaela Ortiz is one of about 15 students who help Angie Gilbert with organizing reusable items during move out. The junior environmental studies major from Dallas says she was frustrated by how many reusable things her roommates threw away.
They said, it's all right, it doesn't matter, just buy new things. And I was like, okay, not much I can do at that point, but tell them that, at least donate it.
About 7,600 students live in 26 dorms on the CU Boulder campus. Almost all of them are freshmen. Will Thomas from Atlanta and Mary Fancher from Vail were two of the last to leave Farrand Hall. They said they weren't aware of the effort to reduce move-out waste.
I don't even know what they do.
Yeah, me neither. I had to throw a lot of stuff away because I'm packing everything into my car, so I couldn't take much, and like everyone left stuff throughout our hallway. Like walking in there, there's just trash everywhere.
Inside Farrand, there are full white trash bags in front of most dorm rooms. And unlike the organized effort in Libby Hall, there's more of a jumbled pile of items that two students are rummaging through.
Aw, yeah. That Nerf gun is mine.
Oh my God.
It's the Fortnite gun! Take that, what?
All
right. Who would leave that? It's a Cryptronics board. It's nice.
Soon-to-be sophomores Nathan Petrick and his friend Nick seem pretty happy to find a skateboard and a Nerf gun in the pile. Petrick, an engineering major from Boston, says he didn't know there was a formal recycling program, but he saw others leaving items, so he did too.
I wasn't aware necessarily, but I saw that people were like leaving stuff in our lobby right there, and my friends left a couch right here, and I'm sure someone either took it or it got thrown away. There were bins up there for like clothes, and I put a bunch of my clothes that I'm never going to wear again in there.
Reusing and recycling 44 tons of material is a big deal, but the fact that well over 100 tons is still going to the landfill prompts this message to her fellow students from move-out helper Michaela Ortiz.
I would say be mindful and be smart with your shopping. Think ahead in the future when it comes to move out and do you really need that, and try and save some things, and things can be reused. You don't need to buy the newest thing every year.
Most off-campus rental leases are up at the end of July. So in a couple months, neighborhoods with high numbers of student rentals, like Goss Grove and University Hill, will have a lot more things in the alleys and on the curbs to either reclaim or send to the landfill. For KGNU, I'm Sam Fuqua in Boulder.